I like the two folks that Jesus said had great faith. Neither of them were Jews. They were both Gentiles. And I had a preacher say something that was a real blessing to me. He said, isn't it interesting, not one of them were keeping the law. Neither of them even knew the law. But they were coming to a Jew that they believed was the Messiah who was fulfilling the law. This is my part now. And it was by faith. They said, I believe in him, not in me. I don't even know who Moses is. I don't even know what he taught. But all I do know is he is the answer. He's my answer. It was faith. That's why we're blessed with believing Abraham. We're not blessed with believing Moses. We're blessed with believing Abraham because he was blessed before the law. You don't want to ever forget that. He was blessed before there ever was a law. As a Gentile, there was no Israel. There'd be no Jacob. There'd be no Isaac. Then you got Isaac. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, the cross is the key to your blessings. It's the blood. It's not you. And you want to bless God. Then stop being trying to do it through religion or through this self-righteous thing or this judgmentalist thing, this boasting thing, and do it by saying, you know, Lord, I'm going in the name of Jesus. I'm putting all my money on Jesus. I'm putting all my hope on Jesus. I'm putting all my trust in Jesus, and I'm getting all my blessings because of Jesus, and I'm just going to plead the blood and say, that's it.
Amen.
And I'm not listening to the accuser anymore or any of his little emissaries. I'm listening to the promises that say I'm blessed with believing Abraham, and if I'm blessed with believing Abraham, I'm blessed with believing Abraham before the law, and I'm blessed with believing Abraham after the law, and I'm having nothing to do with it. I'm a new creation, and I'm part of something brand new. I'm of the Spirit. I'm of love. I'm of grace, and I am not going to let my blessings fall through my hands because I just made Christ of no profit. Well, I just became estranged from Christ. Why I just made Christ of no effect? Well, because I was glorying in the wrong thing. Oh, folks, settle it once for all. You don't deserve it, and you never will. And the devil's the only one who keeps a record of that junk, because God has removed it as far as the east is from the west, and it's about time you did too. And I'll tell you one more thing free of charge. Until you stand up for yourself, no one's going to stand up for you.
That's right.
I can't believe for you. I can't trust for you. I can't hope for you. I can move forward for you. I can't think right for you. All I can say is you should. You are your own first line of defense. And the Bible says the reason over 1 million Jews were turned away from the promised land and died in the wilderness, some say 1.5 at least. Some go up to 3. The reason, the Bible says they all died outside of the promise because of unbelief. They would not rest in another. They wanted to find rest their way. I want to see the signs. I want to feel the signs. I want to touch the signs. I want to be assured of the signs. And when I see, like doubting Thomas, I'll believe. Come on. They died, at least 1.5 to 3 million of them died. Not because God didn't love them, not because God didn't take them through the Red Sea, not because God didn't take them across the desert, not because God didn't take them to the very shores of the promised land, but because they refused to rest in the fact that Jesus is enough. And I think if God, he's asking anything of you this morning, he's asking you to settle once and for all, is my son enough or isn't he? And if my son is enough, will you come to rest in him and throw the baggage away? God can't throw your baggage away. He can't. Only you can throw your baggage away. And until you do throw that baggage away, Christ shall profit you nothing. You'll become estranged from Christ. You've made Christ of no effect, and you're glorying in the wrong thing. You have to make the decision today. I am only going to put my trust in Christ and Him and His goodness and His worthiness, and I'm letting the baggage go. I'm not in the picture. The songwriter said, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. That's the song.